Blog Talk Radio.
Host Gail Delicious Johnson. Hope everybody's having a beautiful Friday the 13th. For all you superstitious people out there, be careful. But I'm not superstitious, so whatever. The weather here wasn't too bad today, but these last few days it was murder, pure murder, and I really don't like the heat, so I've been ducking and dodging as much as I could. As much as I can, only going out when it's extremely necessary. Oh, I went to a Zumba class the other night. I'm telling you, If you've never done Zumba before, and especially if you're a big girl, because I am a big girl, and the only reason why I did not quit, because this little person in me kept saying, do it, do it, do it, do it. You need to do it. You need to do it. So that's what kept me doing that Zumba. But other than that, oh, no. I went to one class, and I think that's my first and last class. I could not hang again. And the girl who was giving the class, she was a big girl, too. But you talking about moving it and working it, that girl had it going on. And I'm just wondering how long she's been doing that Zoom, because if she's been doing it like she did it that night for a while, she shouldn't be as big as she is. But anyway, my hat's off to her and the rest of the girls that was getting it on. And there was even some older women in there doing it, you know. And I did keep up. Now, it wasn't like I was slouching or anything, but I'm telling you, that is not my cup of tea, not until I lose some more of this weight that I got on me. Okay, and what else? Oh, tonight's topic is open topic. So anything you want to talk about, anything, sex, breakups, makeups, fights, anything except for religion and politics, we won't be discussing that. We can talk about it. And I heard on the news today that a district police officer had threatened to shoot Michelle Obama. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And what makes it so bad, he said it in front of, I guess, his fellow workers or whatever. He was in the motorcycle, the ones who drive the motorcycle in front of the thing when it going by. And he said he even showed them a picture of the gun he was going to shoot her with. So they put him on leave for an investigation. And I'm just wondering, what's going to become of that? Are they going to give him his job back? Is he on leave with pay? Because they didn't say, you know, whether he was on leave with pay. They didn't discuss whether he was black, white, Hispanic, or whatever. But I'm mostly thinking that it's a possibility that he's white. Because, you know, if he was black, his face and everything would have been all on the news. But I'm just saying that. I don't know for sure. But the police chief, I think her name was Catherine Lanier, had expressed that we won't tolerate anything like that. The Metropolitan Police Force, you know, they're dirty cops, but all on this force. I remember some years ago they had these group of young recruits. They had just gotten, you know, to become police officers, and it was 12 of them. They called them the Dirty Dozen. They was doing all kind of things, you know, and that really makes it bad for the rest of the cops, because I'm sure there are some good cops out there, but, you know, I'm not friendly with the police. I'm really not, because the things that I've went through with them and people that are close to me have went through things with the police. And, you know, I'm just not a friendly person to the police. But I do respect them. I give everybody their respect. But I'm not a friendly person with the police. And let's see what else has been going on. I was on the internet looking up some things and coming across a lot of wild things. Omarosa's boyfriend, Charles Dutton, Duggan, he suffered a heart attack, and she saved him because she performed CPR on him. Now, why aren't they married? Isn't she saved? Well, whatever. My co-host is here, so I'm going to bring her in. Good evening, Rhea. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I am fantastic, girl. It's so nice. The weather is just really nice here for the time being. I think this is the end of the little cool down before we get the meltdown.
Yeah, I just heard that we're supposed to have a overly hot next week.
Wow.
Okay.
But, that's that. But, yeah, so I was just you know, giving a little tidbits of things that I heard on the news. I don't know if you guys heard it, but you probably did on the news where this police officer had threatened to shoot Michelle Obama, right?
Mm-hmm. But he went as far as to have the weapon of choice
right.
in his phone. That's premeditation.
Right.
You know what? I don't even understand how he still has a job, period. Especially
right, but they put him on administrative leave.
With pay, number one.
With
number
pay?
Two. Oh, yeah,
oh,
he's on administrative leave
with pay.
And it's like, okay, he's on administrative leave with pay pending investigation. That's how they termed it. But the thing is, part of his job duties is to protect them.
Right.
And him saying what he said was a direct violation of his job.
Yeah, he should have been terminated immediately.
Immediately.
Wow, but I'm just saying, since Obama's been the president, it's just he's just been through hell.
you know, call him a monkey, and it
don't make sense because they didn't do that to, you know, Bush and all them disrespecting. They just blatantly disrespect Obama as if he wasn't even, you know, the president. You know, they just give him no respect. And I really don't think that that's fair, you know, but whatever. We're not going to even talk about the you know, because that's getting a little bit too close to the politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that you mentioned is not Charles Dutton, is Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, I said
the one from
Duncan,
the Green
Mile. Michael Clark. Yeah, right. And
go ahead.
And his girlfriend Osama. I wanted to say Osama bin Laden. Osama. What's her name? Osama. Omarosa. Omarosa.
Yes, Omarosa.
Omarosa had performed CPR. She's saving her boo, honey.
Go ahead.
I know that's right.
Go ahead.
Yes.
But I didn't hear to read the details about that or anything. I saw the captions that he had suffered a heart attack.
Right, right. And she allegedly had performed CPR on him. But that's a good thing because, you know, I think it's a time frame in there when you can, you know, save a person by doing CPR on them.
Yeah.
You know, so that was good. Quick, good thinking of her. And it's good that she knows how to do it as well because some people don't know how to do CPR.
Exactly.
You know. And when CPR is a very violent act when it's performed to the capacity of bringing somebody back. Because when I worked in the hospital, a nurse was giving it to this guy. She said, "Oops, I think I just cracked his ribs." And you know,
exactly.
That's it's a very violent act. But you know, they do it to save a life, and if they can do that, that's all good. But I went to school for nursing for a minute, and I made it up in my mind that that's not what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because number one, if I can't make anybody well, you know, I don't like seeing people suffer. You know, I really don't. So I just gave that up. And then to do CPR, bring somebody back to suffer, you know, it'd be something different. You could bring them back and they was well. But to bring them back to suffer, I don't like that. I really don't.
Well, we're getting rain here. The rain started today. And it rained very hard for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it rained very hard for a short period of time. Then it kind of, like, let's say about 20 minutes, and then it kind of eased off. And then about an hour and a half later, the sky got dark again, and it started raining, but lighter this time consistently for a couple of hours. And we're supposed to get actual storming over the night. And then it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. And then we're supposed to get this excessive heat.
Yeah, that's
like, oh,
that's
Lord,
gonna
I don't need no more
here.
That damn heat. I done had enough of that heat.
Yeah.
Let me be quiet. I'm here to deal with it.
Well, let me say this, what I saw on the internet. This guy had killed his three daughters and put them to bed after he killed them.
Ooh.
He killed them. The mother had custody of them, and he wanted them to, you know, come and spend some time with him. They go and spend time with him, and that was the last time. You know, it's crazy. In another story, this guy had killed his wife and his daughter because he was bored. I don't think I want to be around nobody that's bored because...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he said he was bored, so, you know, it's just crazy. And another woman, she had abused, I think the baby was 2 years old, and one of the children said that she kicked the baby in the stomach, beat the baby up, and glued her hands to the wall.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm.
Yep. These people are going stock raving crazy.
Oh, wow.
You know, and the kids are the, you know, poor children. They're just, they're so innocent and just, they have no type of voice, you know, because people half the time don't believe anything that they say. Oh, go sit down. They didn't do that to you. Go over there and stay with Uncle Charlie so Uncle Charlie can do what he want to do with you. That's basically what you're saying to that child, because the child come to me and tell me that Uncle Charlie has touched them. They Uncle Charlie be lucky if he ever be seen again.
Yeah.
You know, but they, you know, you got these.
I've never understood how a child could come to a parent, usually it's the mother, and tell her what is being done to her, and she not act on it. I've never understood that. I mean, I know people personally who say that has happened to them,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, in my mind, I just can't fathom it.
Well, it just happens, you know, and some of these women actually will help their boyfriends actually molest their children. And I think that's the sickest thing that any mother could do to her child, the sickest thing. You know, first of all, you know that your child is being abused. Then you're going to chime in on it?
Exactly. It's like, wow. There's been a couple here that they have caught where the mother was helping the boyfriend. It's always the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Molest their child. And this, that, and the other. And I, when they would sit talk about that, I would sit there, and I'm looking at the TV and literally shaking my head.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing in me can really comprehend that. All I'm sitting there thinking is, what the hell? You know, huh? You know, it's just, wow. It's a scary state. But I'm going to tell you something. What seems to be on the rise, at least around, you know, us, because we see it on the news a lot,
mm-hmm.
is these boyfriends killing these babies that are like 2 years and younger.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, both the mother and her boyfriend killing these babies.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Lord, there's a special place in hell for people who do that kind of stuff to kids. And that right there, can't nobody tell me otherwise.
You know, it's so sad, though, because children, they're so defensive, so defenseless, you know. And like I had mentioned earlier, a lot of them will tell their parents that daddy touched me or your boyfriend touched me, and they don't want to hear that. They don't want to listen until it's too late.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching America's Most Wanted tonight, and this lady, her brother, was molesting both of her sons. And they was young while it was happening, but when they got, I think they were like teenagers, and they finally told their mother what was happening. She went over to his house, and she slapped the crap out of him and told him, "Don't you are my brother. And how could you do this to my children?" I don't think we'd be having a conversation like that, because I think I'd be having an ice pick, a knife or something, and just, I just can't imagine, you know, going through that. I really can't. So I can't really say what I would do, but I just can't imagine if one of my kids came to me and told me something like that, that their uncle or a boyfriend of mine or my husband, you know, was touching them.
Yep.
And then those kids, they go through so many mental changes. You know, that really sets a child back. It really sets them back. You know, trying to digest what had happened to them and why it happened to them. Then it makes them feel that it was their fault, you know. And they just go through all these emotional changes on account of some pervert who wants to get his jollies off.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa says she'll beat the brakes off of a mofo.
You know, it's like I just, in my head, I really couldn't fathom. Because I know I would become violent, and everything in me, just like I sit back and I look at what happened at Penn State.
Yeah.
How can you walk back and see a man raping a child and don't do anything?
Mm-hmm.
And
for
live
the sake
with
of keeping
it and think
your
it's
job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And think it's okay. It's like, really? So I reported it to the you reported it. Did you try to go in a damn room and stop it?
Yeah,
I mean, I couldn't, and I sit back and I look, and I agree with that report that came out about them. All of them put their head in the sand and disregarded the fact that this man was doing it to these kids, and namely these young boys. And it's like, you knew this. You knew this for years. We're talking about at least 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, it goes back longer than that. And it's like, I don't get it. Sometimes I feel really, because in a lot of ways, and I started feeling this way when I was raising my children. We live in an anti-child society. They don't want to be bothered by them. They don't want, you know, kids can't be kids and this, that, and the other. And even when it comes to doing things and functions and things like that, functions as a whole, it's like they didn't incorporate the family. They just incorporated like couples or, you know, adults and this, that, and the other. And yes, these kids nowadays are out of hand. There's a picture going around Facebook. And you see a young guy with his face beat up and his mouth busted.
He supposed to call his mother B-I-T-C-A.
And he called his mother a bitch. Yeah.
And the father jumped on him.
And they said, the question being asked, did the father go too far? Well, everything in me says no. And then I look at his face, and it's like, Jesus, look at, you know. But on the other hand, I bet you he won't call his mama that no more.
And then for him to get beat up, like, he obviously put up a fight with his father. And when you disrespect your parents, you see, and then another thing, I understand. I don't know how true it is.
Mm-hmm.
But someone had put on there that picture had been around. So it's possibly that could be a hoax or whatever. But if it's not a hoax, this young man disrespected his mother. And obviously the father, it's probably been an ongoing thing, because I know he just didn't up one day decide he's going to call her out of her name. You see what I'm saying?
Now that,
it may
now
have been that
the part. Yeah, that's the part that I did think about. If that has been established, and you don't let things go, and then when you finally get mad, you act on them. You just don't. That's not how you do it with kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
I never brought it
to that, wait till your daddy get home. Why they got to wait till their daddy get home? You here. Handle it.
Right.
But the question is a legitimate question, though. Especially in this time and age, this day and age, where children are so wild, so out of order, and so disrespectful, the question itself is a valid question, and it just makes you think. Because later on, as I looked at that picture some more, I became torn, and it's like, you know, but I remember the time when I had, now I never did it with my son, and I never did it for a reason. I was very careful to make sure things, when I disciplined them, that I didn't emasculate them. That was very important to me. Now, with my daughter, I remember the time when I put down, I didn't even grab a belt. I balled my fist up and I knocked her on her ass, period.
Mm-hmm.
And dared her to get up. And when she started getting ready to get up, yes, I reared back again because I was going to knock her down again. And mm-hmm. I've never had to do anything like that before, but you bowl up against me? Oh yeah. And then I guess she say, you didn't do that to them, but then she kind of moved back because I hit one of my sons with a bat on his thigh once. You know, it was like I have been threatened. And it was so funny because now when I think about it, I laugh so hard because I had been threatening him all this time that I would do it, right? And so he really took me to task and challenged me. So I had to do it. But I'm sitting here in this quick instance, where can I hit him where I don't hurt him? You know, too bad. You know what I'm saying? So I end up picking his thigh. And when I swung that bat and cracked him with that bat and that thigh, he looked at me. And I guess he said, this woman is crazy. She's serious. And he looked, and then he went to say something, and I didn't hear him because I was in the next thing I know, my mama done popped him in his nose. And I'm like, and they said, and at that point it was like, okay, this is serious, because at the end of the day, my mother said, let me tell you, you never ever ever disrespect my daughter. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, get it, mama, you know, because they were able to do things around her that they couldn't do around me and things like this. But when it came to certain things, she drew the line. After a while, we had to get there, but she drew the line. But I just sit back, look at the degree of disrespect, disregard, and just recklessness of our young people nowadays. And I have to look at that picture, and I have to say to myself, first of all, at some point, if you threaten these kids, you need to make sure that you will follow up on that threat.
Yeah, that's true, because you never threaten a child, say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And, you know, at one point, they're just going to ignore you completely, because this guy used to date. Yeah, this little boy, that little boy, I could have wrung his neck. He always saying, stop, Darren, don't do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to do this. One time we was out in a restaurant, Darren crawling all on the floor like a little dog or whatever. I said, boy, get up off that floor and sit down. Girl, he hurried up and got up off that floor. He sat down. He looked at me, and he looked at his father. So his father said, he mind you. I said, yeah, because I ain't playing with him. I am not playing with him. He is not going to be in this restaurant crawling all over the floor like a little dog.
Exactly.
You can't keep telling the child, I'm going to do this, because that's all Darren knows, his father. What was going in Darren's mind is do nothing. He ain't going to do nothing.
Exactly.
He's just talking.
Exactly.
That's why I said, get up off there. That, you don't know how bad I want. I just wanted to yank. I wanted to choke him up in his collar. But he wasn't no child of mine. But honey, when I told him, he looked at me. He looked at, guess he was looking at his father for him to say something. But his father said, he listened to you. Yes, he do. He would listen to you too if you was a little more. And that's something I can't understand, why kids, because you know, it seems like the kids would have more fear of the father opposed to the mother, because the mother, she. This little boy, and the reason why the little boy was staying with the father, because he didn't want her spanking him. So he takes cold-blooded advantage of him. And I told him, I said, you should have left that little boy with his mother.
And, you know, both parents, if they're in that child's life, they have to be able to discipline that child.
Mm-hmm.
There's just certain things parents can do, things that rise up the thought in children's head of how to, you know, like pet them against each other, or the disrespect of one over the other, because I don't have to disrespect him, you know, and things such as that. I've never believed in, never would get involved in, even though their father. I learned when, matter of fact, I just learned
sometime earlier this year when they were, we were all together and we were doing one of those little reminiscent things.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about a time when he whipped two of the, my sons, and when I wasn't at home. I never knew about that because he never raised his hand to them. He was abused as a child, and so he refused to whip them. He never raised his hand at them. And I was really kind of peeved to know that he did that when I was, first of all, away. Second of all, he was drunk. And it's like, you wouldn't, you know, that is not even part of your character. That's, in all the years we had been together, you had never done that. And it kind of peeved me a bit, but I would never show that in front of them. Anything I had to say to him would have been for his ears only.
Right.
And I would have expressed, you know, but I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
I got kind of torn after I looked at the picture for a little while longer. But my initial reaction was, I bet you won't do it again.
That's true. We have a caller on the line. Let's see what this caller has to say. 856, are you there?
I'm here. This is Ronnie Dawson. I'm just enjoying the show.
This is who?
Ronnie Dawson.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I saw your hand up. That's why I brought you in.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying.
Is there anything you want to talk about? Because it's topics we're talking about, any and everything tonight. Is there anything you'd like to talk about?
Well, everything you guys have talked about, from the way these kids are nowadays to the way some of the parents are, you know, I think you guys are right on with everything. Kids out of control. You know, me personally, not having kids, I'm kind of, you know, unsure of what necessarily to do about it. But I do know that it's obvious that parents today are different than parents from, you know, years ago when I was coming up.
Right.
What you young ladies were talking about, how, you know, you used to punch. My aunt was like that. You know, my aunt and my mother were the ones that raised pretty much all of us. My aunt has eight kids. My mother has me and my sister. And they had these little traits with them. You know, my aunt used to punch. You know, she was kind of the, she had both sides. She was the enforcer, but she was also the care, you know, the caring one that would sit down and do your homework with you and everything else. You know, out of the eight kids, she's got four boys and four girls. And all of them are either graduates of college or in college now. So, I mean, obviously, as a single mother, she did something right. You know, my mother was a single mother raising me and my sister. And now, you know, I'm doing well. My sister's doing well. You know, we have a joke with my mother. You know, she used to, we used to call ourselves being smart, you know, go upstairs to the second floor where she couldn't get to us and finish the conversation that she didn't want to have anymore. But my mother used to have these these shoes that would go up steps and around corners. And, you know, I tell my nieces and nephews stories about that. And, you know, they keep testing her at times, like, you know, in her older age, she doesn't still have it. But, you know, it's more of a respect thing. They respect her more than anything. So, you know, they don't try her. But kids, it's like most kids nowadays, they don't have that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, that is true. That is true. So you don't have any children?
No, I don't have any. I have the kind of kids that can go back to their parents.
Okay.
Those that are borrowed for a little while, huh?
Yeah. You know, my nephews come over, hang out, and then they get to go home. You know, my house is the getaway spot. But for me right now, no.
Okay. Lisa told me to tell you, mwah. Yeah.
No, Lisa, she had to come up to Jersey and tell me that herself.
Lisa better call in.
She said she was going to. She just called me. I said, that she was going on the show. I said, I'm already here. I'm waiting on you.
Mm-hmm. She said she was going to call, and she said it's going to be off the subject, but tonight we're talking about any and everything. Anything you want to talk about is what we're talking about. There's no topic tonight, you know, so whatever she wants to talk about, she can talk about it. You know, that's what tonight is about, talking about anything.
You were talking about some of the crazy stories that you've seen in the news on different things. Did you guys see the story about the what we thought was the father but turned out to be the babysitter's boyfriend that put the kid in the washing machine up here?
That happened a little while back, though, wasn't it? When they okay. wouldn't and they said it was the girl was babysitting that child?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks. It was about a month ago. At first they thought it was the parent, come to find out it was the babysitter's boyfriend.
That boyfriend syndrome, I'm telling you, within the last year, there's at least been probably 14, 15 cases of the boyfriend doing something to the baby. And it's like that term alone, the boyfriend it has something to it's like I don't get it. I just don't get it.
See, you know what it is, I believe, that these men who are involved with these girls that have these babies by different men, you know, there's some type of resentment going on there. So they take it out on a child. That's the only thing I can think of, because why would you, first of all, if you don't like somebody else's child and this woman has a child, don't get with her, because that child is going to be there. You know, when you take her on, you take on the child too. So if these guys are going around here getting with these girls just so they can lay up with them, and then she got another child, and then they're killing the child, beating the child, molesting the child, you know, you women need to do a little bit of evaluation on your own life as well. You know, because I don't trust men, especially around little girls, and now you can't even trust them around little boys. But, you know, basically, I would never, ever leave my children, well, they're grown now, but I would never leave my children with a man to watch. You know, and not to say that some of these fathers don't beat up and kill their children as well, but, you know, like you had mentioned, this boyfriend syndrome is a mess.
It's like every time you turn around, you're hearing, it's ridiculous. I know there was a discussion that I had on Facebook once, and this guy said that he do not date women with children.
Mm-hmm.
He has chosen to postpone fatherhood for a reason. And he don't want to take on anybody else's children. Oh, they jumped all over him. I commended him.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you decide what it is you want, and you know that. So he refused. They jumped all over him. And I'm like, I commend you, because I'd rather you know that you don't want to be with a woman and deal with her children than get with just, like, ignore that the kids exist and still trying to get with the mother. I don't know. If you can't take on that whole package, then you don't need to be with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that you said that, because a few months, about, I don't know, maybe like a month and a half ago, I had a woman almost chop my head off because I told her I wasn't really ready for a relationship at all. Let alone a relationship with someone that has two kids, knowing what I'm just going through now. So, you know, she almost chopped my head off talking about, you know, what kind of man am I, you know, not to be able to step up for her kids. I'm telling you, I don't want to, it's not that I wouldn't, but I don't want to get involved with you and your kids and then something happened and we're removed from each other and now the kids are hurt.
Mm-mm.
Exactly, and if I don't care who it is, same difference for a woman. If this man has children, and you don't want to quote unquote mother anybody's kids, then you don't need to get with him, because you know, at some point of time, if you're dating him and it's serious and you're around him and it's there, you're going to be involved with those kids and you're going to have to take on that mothering role. And if you can't, then you don't need to get involved with him. And I commend anybody that will stand up and say, this is not something I can do or I choose to do or I want to do. Therefore, I don't date it. And I'm like, more power to you. Because I think that's when some of that happens. When, you know, I know as a woman, I've learned throughout my life some of the jealousy tendencies that men had toward children because children tend to zap too much attention. And it's always something to do, and it's always, and they get mad than the other. Well, you know, you should have thought about that before we had these kids or you got involved with me knowing I had these kids. Because 9 times out of 10, those children need to take that prominent position, and that man need to understand that. And if you can't, and I'm saying man, but the same thing goes for a woman, if you can't, then you don't need to be involved with that person.
Yep.
That's just like sure women who choose not to have kids. People tell them they're not real women and they're not this, that, and the other. No. I have one who said point blank, I'm too damn selfish. I know I'm too selfish. I don't want to share my space with somebody else. And I commend her for knowing that about herself. And guess what? She's 48 years old. I ain't never brought a child into this world because she didn't want any children.
Well, I had mentioned that we were going to have a special guest on tonight, so I'm going to bring my special guest on. It's Ricky Smiley. Hold on, y'all.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to talk to somebody. My husband is about 96 years old.
Uh-huh.
And when he died, I plan to bring him down there to y'all.
Uh-huh.
And we just want to make sure that his casket is comfortable. And we want to bring him down there and let him try out some caskets and see which one that'll look nice on him.
Okay, you all just want to come in and look at them?
He wants to lay in them and then see which one feels the best to him because he's going to be down there for a long time.
Okay, now who am I speaking with?
Bernice Williams.
Miss Williams?
Yes.
Okay, he can't lay in them, Miss Williams, but we can let him look at them.
Well, why can't he lay in them? Because, see, he got to get something that he's comfortable with. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? You think he'll down a couple of weeks?
I really think so. And he wants to come down there and lay in some caskets and stuff. And, you know, I think it'll be nice. I'm just trying to fulfill his wishes.
Okay, well, if you want to come down and look at some, and maybe he can put his hand on them and feel them and see what they feel
like.
Well,
what they feel like?
Well, most of them have springs in them, normally like a mattress.
No, I don't want them to bounce up out of there, because, see, when them aunts come here from out of town and they get the rock in that casket and he bounce up out of there,
mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you're going to run folks out of church.
Well, what church are you going to?
Well, we don't know, because he in between churches right now. He in between New Hope and New Pilgrim. And we don't know where we're going to have the funeral yet.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do y'all do flowers?
Yes, ma'am. We don't do them, but we can order them for you.
Well, we want to put the family flower in the casket. Because
on the inside of the casket?
Yes. It don't make no sense for the flower to be on the outside, then he can't smell them.
Well, you know, you can't put them on the inside of the casket. You could take a couple of them off and put in there.
We want to put all of them in there. If you take all of them off and put them in the bottom.
Well, if that's what you want to do, you can do that.
And what else do y'all put in the casket?
Nothing, just
Because he got a little radio that he listened to all the time. Can you put it on the gospel station and cut it on before they bury him where he can have his gospel music and things and put like a pitcher of water in there and some cups?
Yes, ma'am. You can put that in there if you want to.
And he loved them little Debbie brownies with the peanuts on the top. Put some of them in there. Because we just want him to be comfortable.
Do you think he's going to wake up and eat that stuff?
Well, you know, he said that when he dead and things, he, I don't know, hell. Don't start me to lie.
Okay.
I just want to put a lot of stuff in there just in case he do. Do any of them ever wake up?
No, ma'am, they don't wake up.
Well, you won't know if they're out there on the ship. Well, listen, do y'all go back and dig them up and check on them and make sure they're all intact and stuff?
No, ma'am.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
About 9 people.
Because, see, we want to look at some funerals and see how y'all work. What's the next funeral y'all having?
Wednesday.
And who is that?
Miss Crenshaw.
Lord, they didn't even tell me Miss Crenshaw did that. Is that the one from our new panel?
No, it's not.
Oh, who? Which Miss Crenshaw was there?
From Bethel Baptist.
Oh, you talking about, oh, Lord Jesus. What happened to her?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought there was the other Miss Crenshaw. I hollered, but I ain't like her anyway because she keep up so much mess in the church. Okay, then, we going to come down in there, and y'all going to let him lay in the casket?
Yeah, you can put him in there.
Well, thank you. What's your name, sugar?
Ida.
Okay, Ida.
All right.
Bye-bye. Call.
Oh, that's Ricky Smiley. He is so hilarious. He is just crazy. I love that one. Somebody died and he's going off.
Mm-hmm. He said, can I come lay in him? Because I want him to be comfortable. He's going to be down there a long time.
Oh, Lord. We have another call on the line. Let me bring this caller in. 402-972, are you there? Okay, 402-972.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Is this Black Man 37?
Yeah, this is him.
How you doing, darling?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, there's so much mess out here to talk about. My God.
Well, whatever you want to talk about, spill it.
God.
Bring it
all,
on. You have the floor.
Dummy.
Uh-huh.
You know, it always amazes me how there's so much of a double standard in this country. This general, this jackass cop, I don't even call him a jackass, but it just trips me out. I may not agree with the policies or some of the actions the president has taken, but I am not going to sit here and attack his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I would think you would have enough respect to leave her, not even to even think about threatening to kill the first lady. You know, I mean, it just irritates the hell out of me with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't attack her. If you want to attack the president on his policies, that's what I always say. I don't got nothing against him personally. I don't like some of the policies, some of the things he's doing overseas.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with his wife. That has nothing to do with his children. So, and they put him on administrative duty. Okay, so in other words, you're going to pay him.
Exactly, to sit at home.
To keep saying and thinking that he's already doing.
Mm-hmm.
Along with whoever else was in there talking to, because he wasn't just him. It's just, it was, see, if that situation, then we can move over to this Penn State situation. Now, I had already said this in a conversation with some people. He wasn't the only one. That's in Dusty. He wasn't the only one involved in that mess. There was a lot of people involved in there. But he was the one they wanted to take the hit for it so they could keep it, cover it up for everybody else that was doing the same thing over there. And here it comes out that they all knew what was going on. I'm not surprised because they're all connected over there in Penn State.
Mm.
So that's going on. Then you got some pastors protesting the NAACP.
For what?
Because they don't agree with the NAACP's move as far as their stance on gay marriage. They don't agree with it. And I'm like, well, they have every right not to agree with it. When did he, you know, when we hear these conversations where people are talking about, well, freedom of speech is getting stripped. They're stripping people's freedom. They're stripping our freedom of speech left and right. I don't agree with the whole gay marriage thing. I don't personally agree with it. But if that's what you want to do, you go ahead and do it. That's your business. What you do in your bedroom is your business. But if I don't agree with it, then I have a right not to agree with it. Don't make me out to be an outcast because I don't agree with it.
Right.
I am not homophobic because I don't agree with it. And that's another word that people really need to put in check when you start hearing people call you that. Because homophobic, well, phobia, everybody knows that a phobia means it's a fear of something.
Right.
So I don't fear homosexuals because if that was the case, I fear some of the family members that are homosexual or that are gay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fear them, and I don't fear the ones out here that are like that because whatever you do to me, I can do directly. I can do it right back at you because they're not bulletproof and they're not carproof. Neither am I. So I don't fear you. I don't agree with some of the things you do, with your lifestyle. That's all. I just disagree with it.
Right.
So don't make me an outcast as a straight man like I am some mutant because I love women. So that other thing, I don't agree with that mess. And you know what? I think some of these guys, these organizations like the NAACP, I think they're just going along to get along because they're trying to get as much money as they possibly can because obviously they don't know how to take care of their own finances because they have to go beg somebody else, according to one of the books I was reading was talking about all the people who give to those organizations. A lot of rich white folks, white men give to those organizations, which I find interesting. If you're an organization of people of color, how come you can't fund it with all people of color? It's a question.
Because people of color don't stick together.
Well, they don't stick together. And it's a shame. But you know, like I said, that's my spill on that. I would talk about Jimmy Walker, but I personally don't care. He can be with Ann Coulter in his comments. Jimmy Walker, JJ.
Oh, somebody put that video up, put something up, and I didn't listen to it, but I knew it was anti whatever, and I just kind of washed over it. Okay.
I read excerpts from it. I kind of understood what he said. He kind of made a couple valid points. However, if you that's the way you feel, that's one thing. But you don't have to go on Fox and say it. You know they don't like anything black. They don't like nothing black on that channel at all.
What was he talking about? Because I didn't see it.
He doesn't agree with the way the president's going. He doesn't agree with a lot of the way his policies are, and he feels that he's doing a lot of damage. I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, that's how you feel. Why do you have to go on Fox and say that?
I just
get away from it. Well, I just found out that Magic Johnson's got a television station now. Yes, it's called Aspire. It just came on cable, so you may be able to find it in his channel. And here's my question. When are we going to get a damn news? When are we going to have some damn news hours? Why can't we have a news hour?
Whew, that would be interesting.
BET had a news hour. They used to have BET News. I want my news. I don't give a damn. I know it's filtered half the time, but I want my news. Why is it every Latino channel has a news, has news on their channels? Why does the Asians have news on their channels? There's Asian stations you can get, and they have news on theirs. They tell their people what's going on. The Latinos tell their people what's going on. Anybody of any culture usually has some news that they talk about. They tell you what's going on in the world, except American black folks. I have to watch CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CBS, Headline News, Democracy Now!, Current TV. Come on, man. We don't have one? None?
I want to
hear my perspective in there. Yeah, you know what? I want to hear my perspective. So I'm hoping, because the channel just started that Magic Johnson owns, he says he wants positive views of us. Good. Put damn news on there, man. How about that one? So I'm hoping. Got my fingers crossed. I'm hoping.
Is this nationwide, or where is he? Is he in California, or where is he at?
I think he's in California, but it should be nationwide because it's on Comcast.
Oh, okay. Well, you know who else is getting a talk show?
Oh, God, who's getting one now?
Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah, I read that about a month ago.
So he's doing his last stand-up comic act, I think, next month. Because I was wondering why he was giving it up, and then I saw on the television today, he's getting a talk show.
Yeah.
I'm just dying to see what this show is going to be about.
Oh, God, I can just imagine. Here's the hell out of me. This Negro's giving advice on relationships. I was like, oh, God, why? If I want to listen to advice on race, you know what? I'd rather go to a Klan rally with a white woman on my arm. That would be more beneficial than listen to this nigga.
Wow. I'm just dying to see what it's going to be about because he's giving up his, giving up his comedian, being a comedian, and, you know, so I guess, you know, whatever. That movie must have really boosted him up.
Think like a man, act like a woman.
Huh?
It made some money.
But I still the movie to me, I really can't. The movie was not all that exciting to me. You know, Kevin Hart was a fool in it, but I just, you know, I couldn't grasp the movie because it was from a book that was supposed to have serious issues in it. You know, and he turned it into a comic factor, and I really didn't, you know. The movie was just a movie to me.
Yeah, I believe it was just for entertainment purposes. I don't believe it was anything. I didn't go see it, and I'm not going to go see it. I mean,
I saw it on the internet. I didn't go out. No, I didn't pay no money to see it. Not.
Bless your heart. You know, I mean, Corey Holcomb was talking about it because, you know, he knows some other comedians that were in there. But I personally couldn't go see it. I'm not going to give him any money. I'm sorry. I just don't agree with that. I don't agree with him at all. And
well, have you heard of this movie called Savage?
Yes, I have. I know somebody went to go see it.
Now I heard that's a good movie.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard it was a great
movie. Yeah, I want to see that. I've seen the previews, and it looks like it's very action packed, very intense. So that appears to be a good movie. I'm going to probably check that out this weekend or during the week or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Selma Hayek, like, she was a nut. I heard she was ruthless in that damn movie, too.
Who was?
Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard she was, they said she was she was a villain.
Tammy Jones said there's supposed to be a part two of Think Like a Man. What in the world is that going to be about? Wow.
Yeah, well, there's got to be a part two. I mean, he wrote, let me see. He first of all, we don't believe he wrote the first book. I believe it was a ghostwriter. There was a second book that he released that came out. I don't know how well that did. Now he's got the movie. Now he's getting the television show. I mean, well, he didn't get the television show now because, you know, he couldn't get it with Oprah because one of his wives had came out against him, talking about how he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, he's an opportunist. That's how I see men like him. He's an opportunist. So he's going to take any advantage to try to make as much money as he can. But I say it like this: well, you better, because if you think you got to afford that wife you got. I mean, any woman that has that's been with two very well paid drug dealers, ex husbands that were drug dealers, you're going to have some money in order to keep that woman.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Matter of fact, her last husband is getting ready to go to prison.
Wow.
Ex-husband, sorry. Mm. Anyway, moving on.
What about Usher and his stepson?
Oh,
the little boy. Is he still on life support?
I don't know. I just know he broke down in court behind that whole custody case.
Okay.
And that.
Yeah, but I understand he had flown his wife out to wherever the little boy was at and, you know, sticking by her and, you know, being a good stepdad to her son.
Yeah, he wants that. Usher reportedly wants to settle the custody battle.
Wow, I thought it was settled.
No, it will be settled. I believe they'll probably settle it now. But, you know, hey, I mean, the way she was really coming at it, it seemed like, well, wait a minute, that's a little, I mean, but I guess, you know, all I can say is men out there that are listening, make a good choice. Make the best choice you can when you get a woman or get a wife. You're going to end up in some hell. And the same goes for women. I'm going to make some better choices out here because y'all going to be in hell if you pick the wrong person. Rapper kisses another man in his... Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Rapper kisses another
FBI
man in his...
Do FBI check on him.
Oh yeah. You probably have to nowadays. Yeah, and this rapper is kissing another man in his music video. Am I surprised?
What rapper came out
of the closet. Hold on, I'm trying to pull up his name. They've been mentioning that for the past 3 days now.
Wow.
What is his name? Because he came out of the closet. Frank
Ocean. Oh, you talking about Frank Ocean?
Yeah.
Frank Ocean? Who is that?
Some brother I never heard of.
I've never heard of him neither.
Yeah, he came out of the closet. Now he made the video where he's kissing a man. Okay, first of all, are we surprised? No. They got to make the push they can. So they're going to push it all out here. So I'm not surprised about that.
Wow. Well, I guess, you know, the time is now. Everybody else coming out. So, you know, this is an open season for, you know, the celebrities to come out of the closet and the preachers and the choirs and all them to come out the closet. And, you know, this is the season.
Well, see, this is the thing also I want to state for the record, since this is being recorded. In each city over the past number of years, okay, in the United States, in school history, there's always been a community or a gathering where the homosexuals or lesbians were at. It really was not what you would consider a secret. They've always known there were parts in the city where the homosexuals or where the gay congregated at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't go harass them, per se, as much as they probably getting harassed now because it's becoming out everywhere. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they've known this because, you know, some of the men who were both ways back in the day, you know, if they pitter-patter or tatter down into those areas to do their thing and they would go home. So the
right.
whole down-low thing has been going on for many, many hundreds of years in this country.
Oh, yes.
It's not a secret. So being that that's the case, the whole thing with it, as far as talking about, well, we talk about the history of it, it's really, they've always been known to be there. Even back in the day with us, you know, but the thing about it is you really had to keep it secret because back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, you come out like that, they beat you. You would be ostracized from your family.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in that time, you know, great granddad and them, they don't tolerate that noise at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to come out now. That's all fine. And you want to come out. Just I don't like it when they attack straight men, especially straight black men. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like we're the last push they're trying to view. You know how they always use us as an example when they want to push something. And
yeah.
they always want to attack us because of that. And it's like, oh, come on now. You know, you're trying to make me an outcast because I'm straight or because I'm a straight man. And that's not right. I'm not, like I said, I'm not the alien here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like it, you just don't like it. Keep it moving. I don't like it. I keep it moving. I'm not ever advocating that you have to beat them. I'm not advocating you have to murder them. I'm just saying you tell them, you know, this ain't going down. You keep it moving. I keep it moving. Hey, it's all good. As long as you ain't messing with children, you know, I ain't, you know, you doing something with another adult, I don't have, you know, that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of aliens, since they want to deport all these Mexicans, since I live in Mexico, which is known as Texas, I'm sitting here thinking, because last I checked, I don't recall nobody asking the native or the indigenous people here. They're not shipping people out of here because they're illegal aliens. I don't see white folks getting deported out of here for being illegal aliens
mm-hmm.
after they stole this land and murdered and kicked people on reservations, which I still don't understand why they call it a reservation. They're not making reservations. It's not a you're not you know you're not getting a bed and breakfast. So they kick
mm-hmm.
them on reservations, and it just kills me when they keep saying it because I'm like, well, you're only talking about Mexicans. I'm like, well, wait a minute, don't they have Russians, Croatians? Don't they have people from Yugoslavia? Don't they have certain Europeans that come in here illegal? Don't they smuggle prostitutes in here illegally? And some of the men that come
yeah.
over with these prostitutes are illegal? I don't see them kicking their asses out of here. I don't see them being extradited out of here. What about why is it that the Cubans can come, but the Haitians can't? But
exactly.
the Mexicans are illegal aliens. They're illegal aliens.
Mm,
no.
Mm.
Well, if they're illegal aliens, then white folks must need to kick their ass to the moon because they are illegal aliens. They don't belong here. This wasn't their land. They stole this. But they want to get mad at Chris Rock for his 4th of July tweet.
What did he say?
He said 4th of July is free white man's holiday. Free white man. What is it? Free the white man or the white man's independence. The 4th of July is the white man's Independence Day because black Africans were still slaves in 1776. We were not free. It is not an Independence Day for us. And this, they blew this up, but you know what? All the historians had no choice but to bow down and say he was correct. And it is true. We didn't get freed until, what, 1865 or in the 1860s is when we finally got emancipated, so-called.
Well, have you seen? Go on. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
Have you seen where they cast this biracial woman to be Harriet Tubman in the movie that Lincoln
uh-huh.
vampire movie?
I went to see that. Very interesting movie.
But
very
why
interesting.
Why did they cast someone who looks nothing, doesn't even don't even have Harriet Tubman's hair? To play a part of her.
Why is Angelina Jolie being cast as Cleopatra?
Oh wow.
Because it's Hollywood. And what is Hollywood good for? Stereotypes. And what else are they also good for? Trying to herd people to a certain way and give a false vision or a false explanation of history.
Mm-hmm.
Look, these people can't even give an accurate count of comic books, movies. They can't even keep that shit straight according to the storyline. So am I surprised they did this? Hell no. This is what they do. I've seen that woman because I was like, yeah, she's awfully light to be Harriet Tubman.
Wow, that
but,
is, you know,
this
I'm
is what
just,
they do.
Right. I'm just so and then the movie. You see the movie Talk to Me, the movie with oh my goodness, Petey Green. I don't know if you're familiar with who. Why did they have Don Cheadle playing Petey Green? Petey Green is not that. Petey Green is not dark skinned at all, and Don Cheadle is darn near black.
Okay.
They should have got somebody like maybe Terrence Howard or Ludacris or, you know, somebody who, you know, you could see, you could picture this being Petey Green. Because I've worked with Petey Green. I know Petey Green personally, you know. And when I saw that movie, I was like, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. But, you know, that's like you said, that's Hollywood. We have another call on the line. Let me bring 334.
Hey, this is Granny.
Hey, Granny, what's up, girl?
Hey, man.
Hello, how you doing?
Give me another damn phone because my phone is, the cordless phone is dead. I said, hey, this botnet. Hey, real.
Well, we're Granny. What Granny want to talk about?
Let us hear what she wants to talk about tonight.
I seen that what's her name? Omarosa's husband had a heart attack.
That ain't her husband.
Hell, she probably drove him to heaven. I'm just saying.
I was going to say something like that, but I was trying to be nice.
I'm never nice, so you know I have to say what I feel. Granny mean. Okay, let's pray for Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, she saved his life.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, because she the one who she saw him when he was having cardiac arrest, and she performed CPR on him until the ambulance got there. That's what I read on the internet.
Mm-hmm. She ain't ready to lose him yet.
Mm-hmm. But
well,
she's
surprised it. Now.
But why aren't they married if she's a pastor and, you know,
honey,
you ain't
not
heard that from me.
Tonight.
Oh, no. That's what I just said. You ain't heard that from me. But, you know, I wish them well.
Okay,
I really do. Huh?
I said, okay, Wanda, you ain't heard that from me.
Mm-hmm. I do wish them well because they've been together for a minute now. You know she was on that show, the one that, what's her name was on?
The Ultimate Merger.
Yeah, The Ultimate Merger. Yeah, she was on there and she thought this and that, and then she said, I'm not picking nobody. Next thing we hear, she with Michael Dutton. Duncan. But I wish her well.
Yeah, I wish her well. I mean, she hasn't been acting a fool lately, so.
Yeah, I saw her at the, they had a book fair up here some years ago, and in person, she looks a hot mess. She reminds me of an Oprah.
That's
you know, even when she had on the makeup, and still, looking at her face, she looks, oh my goodness, she looks a mess.
Wow.
Yeah. To me now, I'm just saying that's just how she looked to me. And maybe because it was hot out that day, she was sweating, but, you know, she's not really all that attractive close up and in person.
The TV does that.
No, this was in person I seen her.
Well, I'm saying the TV and the movies make a woman look, a lot of them look pretty. When you see them without makeup
no
in person, it's like, oh, my God. Who are you?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's
no
because
doubt,
they touch up everything nowadays.
Yeah, they
you know,
look good on
trying
TV.
Trying to get the ultimate this and the ultimate that, and that's been created. That's been airbrushed. That ain't real skin.
Well, get that high definition television. Get that Blu-ray and that high definition television. You get to see exactly how screwed up they look now.
Yep. And I was watching the, what's that chick got all them facelifts? Joan Rivers.
Oh, the possum lady. Mm-hmm. Joan Rivers.
Yeah, she was on a police.
She do look like a possum. Come on now.
the police show or best dress or whatever, Lindsay Lohan had on this dress that was split up the front, no underwear.
Really?
And they was talking about, yes, they was talking about she shaves down there or something they were saying. And then the dress was like busting open and the breast. She looks tacky. Lindsay Lohan, ever since she got in all that trouble, she just don't know what to do with herself. But she's walking around here with a dress with a split, and the split is right in the middle in the front. You can actually see her coochie.
Well, some of them don't wear panties, huh?
Oh, a lot of them don't. What's her name was getting out the car, opened her legs. She didn't have none on.
Oh, Beyonce?
I seen Beyonce, too, no drawers on. And then she's sitting in this chair with her legs open. You can see she ain't had no drawers on because you can see a little bit of her, in between her legs, the hair and all this so kind of stuff. Britney Spears, she was getting out of the car. And they said that they purposely be opening their legs so that they can show their private parts.
Yeah, it's a Hollywood, honey. It's that Hollywood. They got to let this stuff hang out. They got to let it breathe.
Lord have mercy.
But you heard, I'm not surprised that they do that. They wide open. And on them drugs, some of them too, so.
Yeah.
Or alcoholics, so.
So, Miss Kane, what you do for your birthday? I heard that Vot beat you and your daughter at bowling.
I told you he beat him before.
She said they didn't get 2 hours. One, she ain't struck nothing yet.
Not one damn strike in 3 hours. I said, I just sat out and started eating cake and potato chips. I was through. And he over there, yeah, oh, rubbing it in. I was about pissed. I ain't really do too much for my birthday because I wasn't in the mood. I got a little tipsy. And the day grandmama had, she backslid, I smoked some marijuana.
Oh, all right, granny.
I know these people like this. She just said, yeah, I said it. I did.
All right, granny, get your groove on, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ma'am. I got one more thing before I wanted to before I hung up. What y'all think about that new law, that new bill that Obama trying to pass, that has been passed about they gonna start paying for child support for the parents that's not able to pay or that don't pay?
I'd like to speak on that first. Number one, get a job, work at McDonald's, Wendy's, Popeye's, whatever. Get a job and take care of your kids because when they start that, how many of these guys are going to be quitting their jobs? Oh, well, the government will take care of my kids. They're already doing that anyway, but, these men are going to be just as trifling as some of these women that have been on welfare all their lives. I don't think that should even be passed because a man can work. If he's able-bodied and can work, he needs to get a job. He needs to get off the couch playing them games. He needs to get off the corner smoking weed. He needs to get out there and get a job and support them kids. Or either he needs not to have sex. And when he doesn't want to wear a condom, get a vasectomy. But don't be out here making all these babies and then wanting the government to take care of them. So that's my take on it now. Now, somebody who maybe is deaf, dumb, blind, and crazy and can't work, that's a different story. But a man who is able-bodied, that can work, you can work anywhere, McDonald's, anywhere, get a job and take care of your kids. So that's what I got to say about it. Anybody else?
I don't think it's going to pass because they're already talking about stripping a lot of the they're talking about stripping a lot of things from for low-income people. We're really talking about pulling all kinds of different programs and stuff from the poor. So I don't even think that'll pass.
If they do that, they finna have an epidemic on their hands.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I just like with my godmother, when she told me, talking about, oh, my God, they finna do away with Social Security, I say, let them go ahead and do it and see what kind of reaction they have from the people on the streets. and not just seeing people in general on the streets, but people just in general. You can't do that mess. You can't throw something out there and then allow people to get dependent upon it and then try to take it away. And then Social Security is what people don't work for.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I'm thinking about taking my son's sperm donor off child support, because right now I don't even think he got a job. So I'm already taking the damn slack up. But if they willing to pay and I can get more than what I was getting from him, because I don't even think he got a job. Now, I was calling today to check on some stuff. I called today to see if he was at work, because I was going to be like, you know, why you ain't call your son and wish him a happy birthday, yada, 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 all that crap. They tell me, oh, he ain't work. He ain't about a week. What? Hold on. Let me call my social worker.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it is what it is. I mean, I think it could be harmful, and I think it could be helpful. But I feel like if there are people, both male and female, that's able-bodied, they can get out there and do more to help their kids, and they don't, they should put them in prison and make them pay all that damn money back.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Lock them up and put them on work release and just turn the checks over to the mothers, because they're already going to have some place to stay at 3 meals. You know, go back into jail and stay till you get all that money paid up, and the job that you had, keep that. And if you quit your job, back in jail. They need to stop playing with these baby daddies. And these women, y'all need to strap it up as well. They have women condoms. They have contraception. They got everything. Put an aspirin between the legs. But, you know, you need to stop messing around having all these babies and then getting mad when baby daddy walk out on you, because you know that's what he's going to do anyway. And that lady out there got them. How many kids that lady got? And she went to government. She talking about they need to help her take care of her kids. Ain't nobody
well,
else.
See,
you had them babies.
That's
you
a different thing,
them
though.
Baby daddies.
That's a different thing. A lot of times, and you know, we done had this discussion before, some females that get involved with men don't know that those men are like that. You see what I'm saying? Now, me on the other hand, now, my story is totally different, because the fool was poking damn holes and rubbers, and I ain't know about it until it was too late. Mm. But at the end of the day, and I know y'all like, well, how you ain't know? I didn't. I called him a couple times, you know, well, not a couple times. One time I had caught him, and I told him, I said, look, y'all, your ass either trying to give me a STD or a baby, and I ain't in the market for neither one of them. But that one time when he did that and got away with it, that's when it happened. Sure did.
That can happen now. That can happen. But, you know, I'm just saying, some of these women just laying down having baby after baby after baby after baby so they can keep getting welfare and trying to keep that guy that got them pregnant, you know. If a man going to be with you, he going to be with you. But if he wants to go, let him go. Don't be trying to have no baby to hold on to no man, because that's the last thing he wants. That's the last thing he wants. And you're going to have a baby to hold on to a man, that shows what kind of character you got. If you got to have a baby to hold on to a man. You know, some men stay. Some men stay, but they only stay on the strength of the baby. And Lord have mercy, they be hating that woman's every move. You know, so if you want to go through that, more power to you. We're getting down to the wire, and I want to, you know, give a shout out to everybody that came in tonight. Black Man 37, Clarice Johnson, the guest, Lisa, Miss Kane, and Tammy. Put y'all's shows out there. Let everybody know when you're going to be on. Tammy and Miss Kane.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to say that? I thought you were talking about it in the chat. See? That reefer got me gone.
Well, all right, girl. You in the chat room, but the ones who are not in the chat room, they need to hear it.
Oh, okay. Miss Kane, it's blogtalkradio.com/ Miss Kane Promotions. I'll be on Monday night, Celebrity Gossip, New Music. Tuesday night, I got a controversial show. Yes, it's going to be very controversial. It's about basically Mom Deuce. I give you props for this one, and I'm going to speed it up because, you know, my speech is a little slow because I'm a little on some more stuff. But at the end of the day, it's about, like, how we were sold to the white man. And it's going to be a show about, you know, black people, we always talking about we need to have unity, but I don't think we'll ever have no unity, considering that it dates all the way back to way back when, with us selling each other to the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically, that's what it's going to be about.
Okay. Hmm. And on Tammy Jones' show is every Wednesday, I think at 2 o'clock. Oh yeah, 2 p.m. That's blogtalkradio.com/ Tammy Jones - Gibbs. That's every Wednesday at 2 p.m. That's entertainment. That's Tammy Jones. And Lisa Terrell's show is Lisa, you're gonna have to put yours in the chat room because I don't know what night your show is, but her show is on Blog Talk as well. Black Man 37, he just goes around to everybody's show, and I appreciate that. I really do. Love you for that.
Yeah.
I really, really do. I'm so glad you guys came and hang out with me and Rhea tonight and, you know, getting whatever it was on your chest off your chest. And if you didn't, we're going to do this show again probably next month because this month is almost up. It's going to be added to my show. And I'm also going to start a different show that's going to air, I think, on Wednesdays. And the name of that show, it's not written in stone, but I think it's going to be Getting Your Sexy Back. And also, my website is up. You can go check out my website. It's jjpublishing.com. I also have a fan page on Facebook, which is JJ Publishing. Go by, stop, you know, check things out, leave a comment or whatever. And if there's any aspiring authors out there looking for a publisher, hit me up on my JJ Publishing website. Send me your manuscript. There's a $50 viewing fee, which is non-refundable, but if you choose my services, it'll go towards whatever package you choose. And I'm glad this weather was good today because I did get out a little bit in it. I want everybody to have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Stay hydrated. Don't be out there playing in that sun. Maybe if you get in the water sometime, get in the water, but don't go out in that sun and don't drink enough water to keep you hydrated because it is a killer. We had a terrible fire here today. Some families were displaced, and, you know, I know it was terrible because it was hot, the firemen. I could not be a fireman in the summer or the winter. Maybe the fall, but not in the summer and the winter. Oh, no. But they got to do it, you know. So my hat goes off to them, you know, and anybody else that's working out there in the heat, to construction workers, building buildings and, you know, things like that. So, you know, hope everybody's safe this weekend. And tomorrow I'm going for an interview this guy is doing a documentary. So I'm going tomorrow for that, and I'll keep you guys posted on that. And I guess that's just about everything. That my next week's show, we're supposed to have on Antoine T. Money. That's the local actor here. And he's going to be talking about this TV series that he's working on. I think the first pilot is set, but he'll be on next week, and we'll be talking to him about a few things. And the week after that is going to be my musical show. So, again, I want to say I appreciate everybody who came out. And, Rhea, what are you doing this weekend? Hello? Hello.
Got dropped.
Okay. Well, Black Man, you have a beautiful evening. The other caller, 856, you have a beautiful evening. Tammy, Miss Kane, everybody. And I'll see you guys next week.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Good night, everybody. peace with everybody.